current state on 90.5 WKAR. Local bars are busy on the weekends, but not so much on a lot of weeknights. To bring people in, they often rely on special prices and entertainment options. One of those options you may have noticed recently has an artistic appeal. Current state Scott Pohl is here with a look at paint night. Painting in a bar, Scott?
It sounds funny, I know, but that's right, Mark. You might think of painting as a solitary endeavor, unless you're painting a model, of course. Paint night brings people together to paint in a very social way. Last week, I went to paint night at Reno's West in Lansing, where I met some new people and also J.F. Weiss, our instructor for the evening.
Paint night is a great way for you to make art with your friends, meet new friends with a professional artist over drinks.
And how do you approach that as an instructor?
Usually what I do is make sure that people will seem like they're having a fun time, just kind of read the audience and make sure that what I'm doing, they have enough time to do as well.
Tell me a little bit about your training. Are you an artist other than the teaching that you do at programs like Paint Night?
Yeah, I went to Central Michigan University and got my bachelor's in painting and drawing. And then I'm a freelance artist, and this is my primary art gig.
How many times a week, perhaps, would you be teaching a Paint Night sort of a program?
Usually we do this at least once a week. I try to get at least 4 to 6 per month. And we just kind of bounce around in between places like Reno's West, Reno's East, the Nut House, Tin Can West, Potterville, Charlie's, Holt Charlie's, and also the Bucket. And yeah, just a lot of places.
Well, that's great. Now, how many stations are you set up for tonight? How many potential artists are you prepared to have here tonight?
Well, we are set up right now for 24, and the parties range from 15 to 30 people.
Now, do the people that you've taught in these programs take the artwork seriously, or is this just something to do while they're having drinks with friends?
I like to think that people will get more of an understanding of art when they come here. We like to jokingly say no experience is required. So we have a lot of people who may not have made art since middle school or high school or something. And then once they do this, hopefully they'll get a better appreciation for painting.
What's the range of skill level that you find at these programs?
All level of skill, people who, like I said, haven't painted in years, if ever, to people who do this, I would say, in a couple cases professionally.
You ever walk around and say, oh, wow, that's really good?
All the time, yeah. I mean, what I usually like to do is look at the brush strokes. I'm a big fan of things like Impressionism. And a lot of times what people really impress me with is their brush strokes.
What are we going to be painting tonight?
Tonight we are going to be painting Twilight Sunset by one of my fellow artists named Christina Elizabeth. And it's a painting with a rainbow sky in the background with trees in the foreground that are backlit.
Now, is this a sample that I'm seeing right here? This is what we're all going to try to replicate?
This is what we're doing right here, yes.
All right. And we're all going to do something beautiful in the next 2 hours, right?
I believe that will happen. It usually does. I'd say it almost always happens.
Well, thanks. Let's see how it goes.
Okay. Thank you, Scott. Welcome to Paint Night. It's kind of a painting class. More so, this is a painting party. When was the last time you had a painting class or an art class? Maybe like middle school, high school, or something like that? The difference between now and then is that now you can drink.
After that well-received introduction, we get some basic instruction on everything from the brushes to mixing colors, and off we go. Everybody works from top to bottom, painting a rainbow sunset of colors, leading to a black, hilly foreground image. At that point, we take a break to let the paint dry for a while, so I talk with a few fellow students.
My name is Betty Simons.
Betty, how much painting do you typically do?
None.
When was the last time maybe you did painting? Any, like even back in school?
No.
Really?
I don't remember. It must have been in very early elementary school. I didn't take art classes.
So what appealed to you about coming out here tonight for paint night? What got you out here?
Well, my daughter is an artist, and she and her husband are art curators, and so I've been interested in art because of that. And I've just recently started getting into the adult coloring books, and it's just kind of awakened a creativity that I didn't know was in me. So,
did you come here alone tonight, or
yes,
are you with friends?
Alone.
Are you having fun?
Yes, I am.
Well, we'll check in with you when you're done. So far, it looks pretty good.
Okay, thank you.
Hi, my name is Velia Valdez from Lansing.
Are you an artist?
Not really. I try to be.
You sort of are tonight.
I am. I looks pretty good with a little instruction.
How much painting do you typically do? You say kind of, sort of. Do you do some painting?
I've done some other, like painting with the twists and stuff like that, and I've really enjoyed that.
So you're here with a friend?
Yeah. Yep.
How much of this is social and how much of it is art instruction for you tonight? A little bit of both?
A little bit of both, most definitely.
Well, we're here during the intermission. Tell me how you evaluate yourself. How do you like this so far?
Oh, I love it. I actually love blending. That's my favorite part of it.
Well, I'll check back with you at the end, and we'll kind of compare notes, all right?
Sure, sure. Sounds good. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Doug Herzberg.
Where are you from, Doug?
Athens, Georgia.
Ah, what brings you to Lansing?
Visiting family.
Well, great. Did you ever do this sort of thing before?
No, I have not. My stepmother forced us here.
Okay, so under those circumstances, are you at least having some fun?
Yeah. Yeah, all just right. Messing around, having a good time, but it's, I don't know, painting's fun. It's something I never do when I'm out or anywhere, but, you know, if I have the opportunity or forced to do it, I guess it's fun.
Well, here during the intermission, how do you evaluate your own work?
Compared to my family, that's amazing. I like it. I'm just trying to think where I'm going to go from here and how to finish it off and what, if I want to go more arid and like desert or if I want to go more forest.
You've gone more mountain peak than I did.
Yeah. Then I've noticed that, and it seems like I've gone more mountain peak than pretty much everyone else here, but I just started putting paint on it, and that's where it ended up.
I like it.
Back to work we go, adding trees, leaves, grass, and fireflies, or at least some of us do. When we've all finished, it's time to return to see how everyone did.
Having had a glass of wine, Betty, do you think that the wine helped any?
No.
Well, I think you have a nice result, and I can tell you that it's trees, and it's a sunset, and there are fireflies. So
yeah.
you've reached some level of artistic success.
Yeah. Look at her picture. Her picture's much better.
Well, I must tell you, your trees are gorgeous here, Valia.
Oh, thank you.
Are you happy with the result?
I am. I think it turned out pretty great.
Now, I was only drinking water here because I was on duty. What were you drinking since we're in a bar?
I was drinking Malibu and pineapple juice.
Did it help?
I think it did.
Good. You're happy with the result and had fun tonight?
Hey, I definitely did, yes.
Now, Doug, there are no trees in yours. I see no birds in yours. Everyone else has followed along. You took your own path here.
Figured I'd just have fun, and it seemed more deserty in the beginning anyway, so I figured why would you put giant trees in a desert where they aren't there? So cactuses, flying saucers, and an unhappy cow work.
Is the cow being beamed up into a spaceship?
Unfortunately for the cow.
Sad cow day.
And then have some mountains and or caves in there where they realize there's aliens afoot, so let's hide.
Well, art is supposed to be expression, and you've made your own expression here tonight.
Yeah, figured I'd have fun with it. And I'm a big sci-fi guy anyway, so figured, what's wrong with aliens?
And finally, it's time to face the music. How does our instructor think we did?
I think you guys did really good. I like it when we make rainbows. They're just a fun thing to do, and people did a great job with their leaves and the branches.
I noticed one guy here, he just went off on his own tangent and did spaceships and a cow being beamed up. Does that sort of thing happen much, where people just aw to heck with it and they do whatever they want to do while they're here?
That happens quite a lot. Like, if you can kind of imagine like what people might make, then it's probably happened. Like, I had somebody make the Batman signal up in the sky. I've had people make creatures in the trees, I was trying to see if I could make that happen, actually. It was like, if you can think about any kind of wacky thing, like we have a Facebook page and there's just a collection of different photos of all the weird stuff when people go off on their own.
Well, the big thing is to have fun and maybe spark, re-spark some interest from your school days that you haven't taken up in a long time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I hope that if anything, what we can do is sort of make painting something that people can find approachable. I wonder if maybe sometimes you go to school and like you don't like a certain kind of class and then you avoid that subject for the rest of your life, like math or art. So hopefully we can give people art back into their lives.
I do need to give you an opportunity to make a final evaluation of my own work here. How do you think I did?
I think that you have a very harmonious composition. You got your little groups of fireflies, and they really seem to work with, like, based on how the trees are positioned. So I think that you have a very good sunset that is realistic but also whimsical.
Wow, what a diplomat you are.
I had an instructor tell me that once.
Well, it's been great fun. J.F. Weiss is with Paint Night. Well, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for your time, Scott.
For Current State, this is Scott Pohl.
And the next local paint night is tonight, as it turns out, at Charlie's Bar and Grill on Cedar Street in Holt at 7 o'clock. And everyone, Scott, has been dazzled by your creation here that you talked about with JF.
Well,
really,
thank you.
Really nice work. It's kind of an impressionistic thing with maybe a sunset, a natural setting, and some trees. And some...
You can tell what it is.
Exactly. It's kind of impressionistic, but it's obviously an outdoor kind of landscaping kind of sunset scene.
It was great fun. We'll be putting an image of it up on the website later.
Does it have a name?
Well, he gave the name of the original that it was all based on. Do I have my own name for it? I haven't given it a different name. Let me think about that.
Let's put an image of it on the Facebook page and have our listeners name the painting. Well done.
Thank you.
Thanks, Scott.